Okay, this week's parsham, parshas Vayetze. The Torah says, Vayetze Yaakov v'yashava v'yel charono. And then the Torah tells us that Yaakov ends up in the base Lavan. And all the encounters that Yaakov had with Lavan. Take a look in the Shemi Shmuel on page 12. It says, "V'inyan Yaakov Avinu Lav Hashalom, sheyatzorich miruk be'esav uvelavan." There was Yaakov encountered both Esav and Lavan, and that caused Yaakov to be purified. We'll see how what that means, because Chora, Esav, and Lavan are two people that are not the best influences on Yaakov. But the Shem Shmuel says no, just the opposite. That it, you know, sometimes you take a kli and you put it in the kiln to strengthen it. Sometimes when you have opposition, that causes strength. Yaakov got the midos of Avram and Yitzchak. What does that mean? Mitzad midos Avram shebo midos achetzed. Nitzchak beveis lovin. And that was solidified in beis lovin. We'll see. Mitzad midos Yitzchak. Shabbat Nisraf al day Esav. Yesh, no loman, they see Yaakov ish tam. Hello, Kvarm, what does tam mean? So he says, tam, sometimes like in the Haggadah, echad chacham v'echad tam. Tam sometimes means he's not fully developed, his intellectual capabilities. You know, it's a negative thing. Shilas hatam, mazos. But he says, "Achaperish dehacha k'siv ish tam, and in shemoshal amidus hatam shalom." In other words, tam means a person. The pasuk says, "Tamim tiyem Hashem lokecha." In other words, tam means not that you can be a genius. You can still be tam. Tam means that you have emunah b'Hashem. It means, and you don't try to look for chachmas. Hashem says, I'm supposed to do this mitzvah, I do it. I don't ask kashas, I don't try to, you know, finagle. You do it. That's the tmimus. And that's the pasuk that we all say in davening, on Minchan Shabbos on page 6. Adam u behema toshiyah Hashem. So what does that mean? Rabbi Yehuda Merav, Eil b'nei Adam shim arumim b'das. The people who are very bright are Reuben Bedas. Musim atzmam ki behema. But they make themselves like a behema. Meaning, a behema, no chochmas. You tell him to go, he goes. You tell him to jump, he jumps. That's the Gemara here in Kedushin on page 7 of Chavbezim at Beis. Ketzel b'meshicha, whereas you can have a kinyan in meshicha that you pull something. But the Gemara says you don't even have to pull. Kori lov hiba. If you call the animal to come, and the animal comes because of your calling, that's Mashicha. Or hikisha b'makel. Or you hit it with a stick. Hikisha b'makel. So that's the midah of Tamimus. That there was some people, you know, they have a tzivoy and they try to finagle out of it. Oh, maybe it only meant in this situation, maybe, you know, maybe this. No, this is what Hashem told me to do, I do it. They have very strong intellectual capabilities. But still, mesim atzmam kibehema. Even though Yaakov Avinu was very intellectual prowess, Bitel as Daito Ludasis Daito Yisbarach. And he said, and that came to a higher level when he was the base Lavan. He goes, Lavan is the act, the opposite of Tamimus. The whole idea of a Ramoy, you know, a person who's, you know, a tricker, a trickster, you know. So everything he's trying to, you know, figure out cheshbonos, how he could run circles around you. You know, it's not straight. It's not straight. That was love. Uzeh yahatzir if amirik beveis love and arami. Shuhepech midas hatam. Right? Everyone who is a Ramai, someone who's not a Ramai is a Tam. He does things the way he's supposed to. He doesn't look for Cheshbonos. He doesn't look for trying to, you know. He's Erlich, straight, Mechule. And that Mida, he was able to solidify. Firsthand, it means that what? That you see something counter to you that strengthens you. But he says a different word here. Because the Bereshis Rabbi says, Omer Rachel, Achiv Ani, Yaakov says, Achiv Ani Beramos. Right? Because if you have a Ramai, yeah, there's the famous pasuk we'll see in a second. In Shmuel, page 11. Im chosid tis chasod, im gibor tomim titomim, im novar titomim ikish titapel. Words, sometimes you have to deal with somebody. If somebody is a Ramai, so then you have to, you know, he's trying to swindle you, you have to out-swindle him, out, you know, figure out what he... You know, Vayagil on page 10. Vayagil Yaakov LeRachel Ki Achi Ben Rivka Hu Im LeRamos Ki Achi Aviyahu Im LeTzadichim Ben Rivka Hu. I'm his brother in Ramos. If he's going to try to swindle me, I'll have to figure out how to outsmart him. So Yaakov is in the Ishtam, but even in the Beis Lavan, he had to be knowing in the Midah of Ramos. Lavan who ribhon de Ramai. For those Zelohayalo Yom Echad El Esrim Shona. 20 years he had to be with a Ramai, and he had to maintain his Mida of Tamimus. But when he was countering Lavan, then Achivani Baramos. He had to be able to, you know, you're trying to swindle me, then you have to protect yourself. You have to figure out his crookedness. He quotes the Rambam, the Geras Rambam, that the idea mikish titapol that einu nevar bedorsha kulam ikshu dimkene tzarach lech tamid ikshus ikshus nasa kini benefesh. In other words, if you're living in a place where everyone's like this, everyone has a bad midas, and you're going to have to outsmart them doing that, then that mida can become part of you. We're talking about one person he had to deal with, so he still has to maintain. He says, "Al kochi Yaakov shutzuch esrim shana lechazim lovan kol hayom beramos of etzus b'tachmulos." So that's what he's dealing with Lavan. He had to be a Ramoy with Lavan to outsmart Lavan, because Lavan was trying to swindle him. But in his relationship with Hakadosh Baruch Hu, he still maintained tomim tiyeh Hashem Elokecha all those years. Because Malkum nishar b'm Midaso Lios Tom im Hashem Yisborach Bezeim Lovan Garti V'Tayeg Mitzvah Shamarti. So what does that mean? Meaning Lovan Garti, so I had to be with Lovan, and if I'm with Lovan, I had to use the Midah of Ramos to counter Lovan. But on the other hand, I didn't use that Midah to try to, you know, get myself out of doing mitzvahs, tying mitzvahs shamat, with the Ribbono Shalom, I still maintain the tmimus that I had with the Ribbono Shalom. It is bara midaso shu ish tam, moshal al midas tam, liba b'shuso, kol sheyachbos yatenu. And then, so he had the mid of tam, tof mem, and then the mid of emes. Hutsirif os alafim, mitzarif os alafim, tof mem, is the mid of emes. Sheyadosh hotzi, it's kol chalke atov. So he had the mid of tam, and then that mid of tam developed into the mid of emes. And that was his counter to Esav. And he said, basically, that's the two names of Yaakov and Yisrael, page 13. The Amor Yesh Lefarsh, Shnei Hashem is Yaakov Yisrael. Shem Yaakov, Vimitzad Bechinas Habitl. See, Yaakov, you revatel yourself. In other words, Ribbono Shel asks me to do this, so I don't try to look for Chochmas. Oh, maybe I really don't have to, maybe that. I'm revatel myself. That's the meat of Tom. That's the meat of Yaakov. Because Yaakov is bittel. It's the heel. Bevatel yourself. Hachno. But Yisrael, Shem Yisrael Modal Tachlis Malas Asichli, Hutsirif Lirosh. Israel is Lirosh, meaning the head. In other words, what does the head mean? The intellect. The intellect. Is it true or is it not true? What happened? That's not a question of your lave, it's a question of your intellect. What happened? Yes, this happened, this didn't happen. You're an honest person. So that midah of Yisrael is the midah of Emes of Yaakov, and the midah of Yaakov is the midah of Tmimus of Yaakov. And that's what the Gemara says, Lo she'yakir chem Yaakov komo. Or it's Yaakov had the name Yaakov. That was the Tmimus, Tom. But now you stay with Tom. You just add the Aleph and you have the Mid of Emes. Because you can't have, in other words, you have to mevatel yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Mid of Yaakov. That's the Mid of Hachna, of Bittel. And then you have to have the midah of what? Of Seichel. Seichel. What were the facts of the case? What happened? What didn't happen? And that's the midah of Emes. And that was his encounter with Lavan. It's his encounter in continuing his Tamimus. Even though with Lavan, he had to act Beramos, but he still maintained pristine his Tamimus with the Ribbono Shalom. That means, in Lavan Garti, V'tayek Mitzvah Shamarti. I mean, with Lavan, I had to deal with Lavan. You know, if somebody is like this, I have to be able to counter him. But Tariq Mitzvah Shemati, Ribbono Shalom, I wasn't looking for shortcuts. I wasn't looking to try to outsmart the Ribbono Shalom. And then Yisrael is the Li Rosh, is the Seichel. That Mida of Seichel, that's the Mida of Emes. And then he points out a fascinating idea. We know that on Shabbos, there are two parts in Shabbos. There's the Zohar v'Shomer. So we are familiar with Zohar v'Shomer, that Zohar is the Mitzvah Esei, and Shomer is the Mitzvah Los Esei. But there's another thing, I believe it's quoted in the Zohar, he quotes here, that Shomer is Midas Laila, and Zohar is Midas Yom. So what does that mean? He says like this, that when Shabbos comes, especially comes this part of this time of the year, Ribbono Shalom, it's 4 o'clock and you're ready going to shul. And what's the halacha? You have to view it as if everything was done. Right? Kol melachto nasas. Even at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, a regular day, you would be working for hours more. But what's the idea? Hashem says, that's it. Shkia. It's four, whatever. That's it. So what midah is that? That's the midah of Tamimus. Hashem says, yeah, in the summer it'll be 8 o'clock. In the winter it's going to be 4, whatever. you have to look, view it now as kol melachtcha nasa, that everything is done and you're finished for the day, even though that's a complete bittul to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because l'maisa, there's so many things still have to get done, but you're mevatel to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Kol melachtcha, that's the midah of what? Of tam. Hashem says it's done, all the melach has to be done, that's my mindset. Even though I know there's so much still, but my mindset is, that's Yaakov Ekev, the bittul. That's the first midah of Yaakov Avinu. He's mevatel himself. So he says, Shomer hu midas laila, adam mashlich bimenu kol tirdos melachto varicho reich tusha Shabbos. U mashlich bimenu hakol malam mishum cheshbon vidas kiil kol melachto asuhi v'nimshach achar Shabbos. And that's the midah of tam. That you adam u behema. You're like a behema. A behema says, whatever the master tells me. The master tells me that at 4 o'clock in the afternoon I have to view it as if everything is completed. That's my mindset. That's, we start Shabbos with the midah of Tamimus. B'nei Adam, Shem Arumim B'das, U'masimim Atzman Kibbehema. He midas at Tamimus. And that's what we say in the Zmiris. Hashem Elkei Yisrael Ahavas Tamim. Right, Friday night. You know, it's interesting, like, there's an Indian, there's Friday night Zmiris and the Friday night Zmiris. And the Shabbos day Zmiris, you don't mix them up. Friday night Zmiris are the Friday night Zmiris. And the Shabbos day Zmiris are the Shabbos day Zmiris. So he says, we say, Hashem Elkei Yisrael Avas Tamim. That's Friday night. That's when we come into Shabbos, we have that mead of Tamimus. Of Tamimus means, Hashem said it, I follow. I'm like a behemoth. I follow it. The master says, come, I come. I do. That's. And then you get to the Mid of Zohar. That's Shabbos daytime. That's the Mid of the ultimate Shleimus HaSichli. And that's the Yaakov in Yisrael. The Yaakov is Friday night. Yisrael is Shabbos morning. Shabbos day. And you need both of these Midos. And those are the two Midas of Yaakov. The Mida of Tamimus and the Mida of Emes. Titan Emes and Yaakov. And one was encountered with Lavan, the Mida of Tamimus versus Ramos. And one was counted with Esav, the Mida of Emes versus the Mida of Sheker. Then he makes another interesting point on page 15. The Iker Kiddush is Friday night, right? Like the real Kiddush is Friday night, when we say Mikadosh HaShabbos. Shabbos day is just a bracha of Bar Pi HaGafen, but the Iker Kiddush is what? It's Friday night. Iker Kiddush Ulel Shabbos. Even though Kiddush is learned from Zohar, right? So Kiddush is learned from Zohar, right? Which, so then, and if it's learned from Zohar, so then the Iker, and Zohar we said is the day. Shomer is night, Zohar is the day. Because Shomer is the Shmir Shabbos, that's the Losas. Zohar is the, so why is it that Shomer is the Midas Laila, Zohar is the Midas Hayom, and we learn out Kiddush from Zohar, so that the Iker Kiddush should be Shabbos day. The Iker Kiddush should be Shabbos day. So why don't we make the Iker Kiddush Friday night? It's a good question. Shomer v'Zohar. Shomer is the Los Aseh, Zohar is the Essay, and we learn Kiddush from Zohar. But Shomer is the meat of night, of Los Aseh, of not doing anything, to view everything that was done already. So we should have the Iker Kiddush in the Shabbos day, because that's when the Kiddush is learned out from Zohar, and Shabbos day is Zohar, Shomer is at night. It's a good kasha. Manal Yeshlomer, so he says a big yisod. He says, when Shabbos comes, Yeshlomer, the Knesset Shabbos, Nikmetsu bo kol ha'orosh shel kol chalkei Shabbos b'chlal. He says, listen carefully, when Shabbos comes, all the potential that we can get out of Shabbos comes onto us. In other words, the Iker, we start off with Shomer, that's the low Saseh, then we go to Zohar, the essay, that's the high Madregas that we could get. But when Shabbos starts, all the potential of Shabbos is shown to us. What could you make out of the Shabbos? And then you have to actually get to that Madrega. So when Shabbos comes, and B'chin is Omu, who Shabbos be Mabba, Tzoyim Ba'odim, Hayin Hashem Roim B'chush, Shem Be'ez Haschol Zuch Niso Shabbos, Hayin Shlechol Odom Hisoros B'yoser, Halkein Azman HaKiddush. So that's the Zman HaKiddush. Because we get, even though Zohar is the day, Shomer is the night, but that's when we're going to play it out. But we're shown the Shomer and Zohar at the beginning to show what's the potential that we can get to. And now go do it. Go do it. So that's what happens. Achakach mistalkin ha'oros v'zochel him achakach achas lachas v'yito v'zmano. V'imida sh'odam t'atzen v'kdusha Shabbos v'odik Shabbos. So when Shabbos comes, Zohar and Shomer are coming to us together, even though Shomer's night, Zohar's the day. But that's when we're going to play it out. But at the beginning, we're shown, you see the feeling that you have, it's a special feeling that you get when Shabbos comes. You know, at the beginning of Shabbos. I remember once that I was in the 770 of Shabbos when the Rebbe was alive. And the Rebbe was there, Kabbalah Shabbos davening. And you know, everyone was singing, it was beautiful, but when the Rebbe went with his hand like this, then the volume was multifold from what it was before. Then you felt such an aura. So you don't always have the Rebbe to be there, but the Maisa, that's the aura at the beginning of Shabbos, and you get everything, and now go and climb the ladder yourself. And that's why that aura we get at the beginning of Shabbos, so we make the full Kiddush at the beginning of Shabbos. Because the beginning of Shabbos is when we do the Zohar. That's the ultimate Madrega. But that's because we're shown what Shabbos could be. And now, go do it. Go climb the ladder yourself. The same thing. He has all the mashalim of this idea. Okay, but that's the idea. There's more things you can look in the Shem Shmuel that are articulated here, but that's the idea that I want to show you. That Yaakov Avinu is the Midah of Tamimus and the Midah of Emes. And Shabbos represents those two ideas. And the Midah of Tamimus and the Emes is how he countered Lavan with the Midah of Tamimus. I mean, he had to use Ramos to Gabi Lavan, but he still held pure the Midah of Tamimus. And being in Lavan's vicinity and still keeping the Midah of Tamimus whole was the Nisayan, and that was Matzarif. That concretized the Tamimus Shemo. Because Lavan Garti, V'tayeg Matzah Shamarti. I didn't give up on the Tamimus. And then Esav was the Midah of Emes. And then Shabbos also has these two Midas. Friday night is the Shomer, is the Midah that we view everything as if it was done, even though it wasn't. But in our minds, we're Mevatel Adas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Midah of Yaakov. And then Shabbos day, we get to the Sichli, the high Madrega of the intellectual knowledge of Emes and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's in the day. But still, we make the Kiddush Friday night, even though it really should have been in the day, to show us what the potential in Shabbos has. Realize at the beginning of Shabbos, feel that Kedusha at the beginning of Shabbos, and now we're going to take it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take away all this Giloy, and now you're going to earn it. You know, like what's said by Pesach, we get the tremendous Oros the night of Pesach, and now Hashem takes it away, now count Sfira and go and earn it 49 rungs one at a time by yourself. And that's happening every Shabbos. So these are Madregas of Tamimus and Emes, these are things that are not so easy to be strong in life. You know, you think Emes, oh, it's easy. It's not easy. in life, it's not going to, you're not going to be so meet so many people that you can say, oh, this is a Yid Emes. It can be a lot of people that are learning and a lot of people that are whatever, but how many people you say, oh, this man is an Ish Emes. If I want to know Emes, I look at his Hanhaga. This is the Mida of Emes. This is the Mida of Tamimus. Not trying. Some people, they try to finagle things. Everything is fadrate. Everything is finagled. Everything is, you know, in life, you'll see such people. But this is the Mida of Yaakov, of Tamimus and Emes. And that's the Mida of Shabbos, Tamimus and Emes. And that's the Zoch of Shomer, Bedibur.